Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Shannon McQuaid, a ministry professional, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Hi everyone, I wanted to share with you some reflections from an article that I was asked to read for my grad program. I'm currently taking a seminar called Living Your Personal Vocation, and it's about looking back on periods in our life where we did something or had a moment of true fulfillment, and what were we doing in that moment and the joy that it brought us, and how that can match with our skills to live our personal vocation. And so for the first week, we were asked to read the message from Pope Francis for the 45th World Communications Day. And in that, he talks about the importance of storytelling in our everyday life. He begins by saying, human beings are storytellers. From childhood, we hunger for stories just as we hunger for food. Stories influence our lives, whether in the form of fairy tales, novels, films, songs, news, even if we don't always realize it. Often we decide what is right or wrong based on characters and stories we've made on our own. Stories have their mark on us. They shape our convictions and our behavior. They help us to understand and communicate who we are. Now, I think if we understand how the impact that stories have on ourselves, it's easy to see and understand that we all have our own stories. Our stories of how we got to where we are today, our stories of why we are Christian, why we're Catholic, our stories of why we do the things that we do. And we've all been impacted by another person at some point. Every encounter that we have with another human being is an encounter with Christ. Now, what if we let that shape our world, shape our lives? How often do we view another person as Christ and view an encounter with them as an encounter with Christ? How would that change the way that we interact with other people? If we knew that Christ was present in that other person right in front of us every single day, would we be kinder? Would we be more patient? I know for me, I'm really impatient with people a lot of times. And if I take a step back and remember that an encounter with this person is an encounter with Christ, then I can be more patient towards them and help myself see the beauty that they offer. Closer to the end of the article, Pope Francis writes, "With the gaze of the great storyteller, the one who has the ultimate point of view, we can then approach the other characters, our brothers and sisters, who are with us as actors in today's story. For no one is an extra on the world stage, and everyone's story is open and possible to change." So if we knew that our story plays a bigger role in the story of salvation history, we can then begin to see how our encounters with others have led us closer or further away from Christ, and in turn how the way we treat people, how that can impact their relationship with the church or with Christ. We can also begin to witness the beauty of encounters with others as encounters with Christ. So we can begin to see the ways in which Christ works in other people and through other people in our own story, in our own life. One time in college, I had just gotten back from a mission trip, and I had made friends, some new friends, and I was having a particularly hard day and was talking to a good friend about it and was upset. And one of the new friends that I'd made came up to me and he asked me what was wrong. And I got uncomfortable because I don't like being vulnerable and upset, visibly upset with new people. And he looked at me and he said, "Shannon, you're really bad at letting other people love you." And that one encounter, that one sentence has clearly stuck with me for a long time. And for a while after that, I began to take a step back and look at my life and see how I push people away or I don't allow people to love me. And how that had a great impact on my prayer life. I had always said, whenever somebody asked me, "How do you experience Christ in everyday life?" my first gut instinct was to say, "Oh, through other people." But was I really letting Christ love me through other people if I was constantly pushing their love away? Began to pray with that and to allow Christ to love me more deeply so that I could begin to see his presence in the people that I encountered every single day. So how often do we push away the love offered to us by other people and in turn by Christ through other people? This week, I encourage you to take time to acknowledge an encounter with Christ through somebody that you encounter this week. Maybe that's somebody smiled at you in the hallway at school. Maybe that's somebody bought your coffee in the morning in front of you. Maybe it's just a simple conversation that you have with a good friend or a new friend. Take time and to really see Christ in the people that you encounter this week. Let's close with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of this day. I ask that you come and be with us this week. Help us to see your presence in other people, to see our encounters with other people as encounters with you. Mother Mary, come and wrap us in your mantle and lead us ever closer to your Son. As we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.